This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie. Let's you and I go in business together, okay?
God.
I've got a proposition I want to throw at you.
Actually, I was thinking about this yesterday, about starting some kind of business, because all these people are selling their companies for billions of dollars. I was thinking, what about your butt puffers?
What?
Remember how popular lifting BJ's ass was?
Oh, yeah. Oh, with the leggings.
What do you mean?
And so the leggings that lifted up your ass, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
So I came up with an idea in my head yesterday. It's funny you bring this up. And it's called BJ's Butt Puffers. And it puffs up your butt.
Oh.
No, I don't know if I want to go in with that one. I don't know if there's a big market
BJ's
out there for
puffers.
BJ butt puffers. Okay, I had a different idea.
Okay.
I got a different idea.
All right, well, whatever.
You and
there's
I.
No bad ideas except for that one, I guess.
Let's put our money together.
Okay. Uh oh.
And let's you and I buy half of Morrison.
You know, I thought about that yesterday.
Okay, all right, let me play this first, okay?
This is a great investment.
$15 million.
This is actually a really great investment.
You put up 14, I'll put up a mil. Okay, listen to this, okay? This is not a bad idea. I'm telling you right now, this is a friggin' steal.
I might have already reached out to somebody about this.
I'm telling you, it's a steal, Jamie.
to put it together with partners.
This makes no sense. This is cheap, in my opinion.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
All right.
In the heart of Morrison, just steps from Red Rocks, the Morrison Holiday Bar has stood the test of time. But after nearly...
Have you been there?
I have,
Holiday Bar?
Yeah.
I think anybody that's ever gone to Red Rocks has been to the Holiday Bar, have they not?
Yeah.
Everybody I know has been there.
But after nearly 20 years holding the keys, Dave says he's ready for a new chapter.
Well, I hit my Medicare birthday this month.
He's putting the Morrison Holiday Bar plus Red Rocks Grill, several small shops, two houses, and a total...
Is she talking through a can?
I know. I thought the same thing.
What the hell's that?
I don't know.
It sounds like she's got a string with two cans on her. You know what I mean?
He's putting the Morrison Holiday Bar plus Red Rocks Grill, several small shops, two houses, and a total of 1.25 acres on the market. The asking price, $15 million.
How do you value that? It's just the beauty of it is right here. You're seeing the outdoors, the mountains. The options are unlimited for the next caretaker, whoever the next caretaker will be.
The locals agree. The place is more than prime real estate. It's a piece of cultural currency.
Denver in general knows about the Holiday Bar. It's pretty cool to see the impact on people.
There are hopes a new owner will maintain the bar's community traditions, like free meals on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and keep Morrison's old school charm intact, even as growth looms.
That is a bargain.
Okay, I have several reasons why I feel like it's so cheap.
You know, give me all the negatives you want, because I think I got the positives to offset
Okay. First of all, I'm wondering if it's a land lease, because there's no way all of that with two houses, 2.5 acres, two businesses. I wonder if it's a land lease.
No, he owns it.
Well, he said the next caretaker is a lucky person.
The article I read says he owns it.
Okay.
He goes by Just Dave. The term Just Dave. He's known that way in Morrison.
Because, like, my dad has a land lease. I own the cabin, but I don't own the land.
Maybe somebody knows that listens to our program.
And then number two is, I wonder if it's just all on septic, and he can't get, like, he's not going to get sewer ever, because that's a problem with building permits.
Well, that could be. Okay, I don't know the answers to what you're saying.
I'm just giving you.
But something tells me that
it's
not that. I think
there's building restrictions.
Something tells me that these things that you're saying can't be true, because he's been there for 20 years.
But Bud's Bar is on septic.
Huh?
Bud's Bar is on septic.
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. So, I would guess there's city, septic there. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's just say this. If everything is on the up and up, okay, that the city has all the septic, everything's on the up and up. That's a bargain. $15 million for half of Morrison is
There's something underneath it all.
You just can't see a good deal, can you, without seeing
weird why he sells.
Everything's got a black cloud.
Well, I just think that there's historic landmarks or something. Why can't you build it up? Because, I mean, otherwise you'd buy it and you build condos and all that. It'd be amazing. And Morrison, there's something in there. There's something.
Cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, it's too cheap.
You smell it.
I do. Yeah.
And that's not the septic you smell either. No. It's just, you smell it. You smell
something's not right.
You know what? You might be onto something. I did not look at it that way.
Yeah.
But when I first heard this story, I thought, that's a bargain.
This says he owns the whole plot, according to CBS.
That's what it says. Really? I know. I read the article.
I wonder what the land restrictions are. Building restrictions.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, there could be building restrictions, but that doesn't, I think that he wants to maintain the bar.
Yeah, but
he
wants. That limits whoever, if an investor wanted to come in and
bulldoze it and make condos.
But the way it sits
forget
the build out, okay? For where it sits right now and the amount of property that's there, adjacent to Red Rocks Amphitheater, the where it's sitting, half of Morrison, basically, and you have all this, $15 million for that property alone is a bargain if you just maintain it the way it is today, because you'll sell it 20 years down the road for $30 million.
You think they have a Groupon for this?
I'll look.
Okay.
All right, you're doing $14 million. I'll do $1 million.
Okay, yeah.
Together.
All right,
together,
perfect.
Baby. Yeah. You and I, we're going to own half a
Morrison. What are the taxes on that sucker?
You know
property taxes are high. See, you got to think like a businessman.
That would be cool. BJ and Jamie own half a Morrison.
Right?
That would be great.
I still like BJ's puffer pants, or whatever I called them.
Will you stop the puffer pants?
Butt puffers. BJ's butt puffers.
We're not going there. We're buying Morrison, Jamie.
Billion.
We're buying Morrison. Listen to me. It's a bargain.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.